Out of recess and to order, and we have Senator Yee with us here, and I'm going, in the interest of saving your time, I'm going to let you just go ahead and speak to the amendment.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, I'm State Senator May Yee, representing Senate District 19, which consists of portions of Linn and Benton County. I appreciate the opportunity to testify on Senate Bill 659.
Senator Yee, excuse me a minute. I'm not sure here. I've got a short memory. I'm going to gavel us into a public hearing on Senate Bill 659. I'm not sure I did that, so go ahead. I apologize for the interruption. Just want to make sure we don't have to go back and redo something here.
Yes. Now you are in work session, Senator Fisher.
That's it. No, we can't go on a public hearing. It's a work session.
Oh, because...
I'm sorry. Yeah, let me re-correct that. I know I didn't get it right. We'll open a work session on Senate Bill 659, and we've asked you here to testify, so we have invited testimony on Senate Bill 659.
Mr. Chairman and members, I have testified on this bill before. This bill basically asks the State Commission on Children and Family not to distribute state funds to programs that have not achieved performance outcomes set for the program. This is a useful enforcement tool that Commission on Children and Family can use to prevent funding of ineffective programs that are implemented year after year at the local level. The Commission on Children and Family has agreed that this is a helpful mechanism as long as they can first offer technical support before resorting to withholding funds. I'm submitting Amendment 2 in accordance with their proposal that has a fiscal impact of $56,000 to the general fund, and I urge you to consider adopting the proposed amendment with a due pass recommendation and refer it to Ways and Means Committee, where they will be considering Commission on Children's Families budget. And as a note, if Commission on Children and Families receive additional funding for an internal auditor as requested in their budget, they will not need the additional general fund dollars for technical support that is allocated in my amendment. Commission on Children and Families has also indicated that they will be able to issue an annual report showing performance of 36 counties in 5 key areas: early childhood ready to learn, juvenile arrest prevention, avoid adjudication, reduce recidivism, manage daily bed allocations and avoid felony crime, and reduce alcohol, tobacco, and drug use of the teenagers. We all see the importance of accountability for the state funds we spend. Senate Bill 659 is a necessary step towards improving the effectiveness of state programs for our children and youth. And I thank you for your consideration of adopting my amendment and refer this to Ways and Means Committee with a pass recommendation.
As a matter of record, the dash twos contain and make right the dash one amendment, so we don't need the dash one amendment.
You don't need the dash one. Mm-hmm. This is to allow them to provide technical support before they take the option of withholding funds.
Okay. Senator Yee has just briefed us here on the dash two amendments for Senate Bill 659, Senator Shields, and has submitted her testimony, which you have a copy of there.
Mm-hmm.
We have no one else that wishes to weigh in on this. Is there questions of Senator Yee?
I'd just like to make a quick statement, Mr.
Senator George.
Senator Yee, I want to thank you, because many times we pass out things and we say we're doing it for the children, and then we never check to make sure that it's actually getting out to do the things that we've set out, the good things that we set out to do. And I think it's really admirable that you would come in and try to have accountability, because dollars that are not wasted are dollars that actually do accomplish their purpose. So I want to let you know I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Well, I think it's very important that we make sure we have results for the money we spend. I think funding is very limited, and we have limited resources, and we want to make sure we get results and agencies are accountable for their performance.
Thank you very much, Senator. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule.
Absolutely. Mr. Chairman?
Senator Carter.
Move the dash two amendments to Senate Bill, I got my number, 659.
Senator Carter moves the dash two amendments to Senate Bill 659. Further discussion? Objections? Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Carter.
Moves Senate Bill 659 to Ways and Means Commission, with a due pass recommendation to the Ways and Means Committee.
Senator Carter moves Senate Bill 659 as amended to the Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation. Further discussion? Objection? Hearing none, will the clerk call the roll?
Aye.
Oh, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Representative Meserly is excused. Yeah. And I'll close the work session on Senate Bill 659.
Mr. Chairman, just a statement in joining Senator George, because Senator Yee has always talked about accountability, and I want to applaud you for your work and for your stand and continue to encourage you to maintain the fastidiousness for what you do for us.
Thank you, Senator Carter. Thank you, Senator Yee.
Thank you.
We just very recently received the day six amendments to Senate Bill 819, and they've not had a chance to be looked over and perused very thoroughly. So I'm not going to hold a public hearing on Senate Bill 819, but we will do some work and bring it back in the near future. So with that, I have nothing further, and I will adjourn our Health and Human Services Committee today, and thanks staff and the members very much.